Master Postmix Lance Stallion Extremely Long Beach Series. 10B3 is the first one.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, radio detective. Extremely Long Beach Vice, Chapter 3, Dreams of the Blue Turtle Wax.
We want to thank the Snazaroo Club for closing up for tonight so we could hold this organizing meeting of USA for Division II football. Even though it had to close anyway due to the unfortunate riot here last night. So, on the business now, and you're a lovely looking group. Here, let's hear it for him, the father of USA for Division II football, one of the greats in the music world, Claudine Longer. Let's hear it for Claudine. All right, here you go, Claudine.
If you could see the faces of these boys who will never go to a ball game or win the Heisman Trophy, then you would...
Freeze time!
Okay, grease balls, listen up. We're the Heat, dig?
Yeah.
I'm Flockett, that's Crubs. So tell us, what do you know about a creep named Howard?
Well, I don't know.
You gonna eat those biscuits?
I don't know, Howard.
Don't lie to us!
Easy, Flockett, like, no sense knocking them completely out.
Too late, they're out cold.
Rats, man, we ain't got a lead.
Yeah, and if we don't get one soon, they're gonna bring Stallion in on the case. Ain't this the life, Dingo?
Sure is, Lance. A crystal blue sea, an azure sky from horizon to horizon.
Beautiful.
The company of good friends, a pitcher of Homer Formsby lime brandy.
And the feeling of freedom as we sail, sail on, free and sailing.
In an old, cold, run-down tenement slum, my father left, he never even married mom. I shared the guilt my mama knew.
Lance! Hey, Lance! Wake up, Lance!
What do you want, Heather?
Can I come a topside? I'm covered with coal dust and sweat. I stink and it's about 150 degrees down here!
Good job! There's a drink of water in this for you if you keep it up.
With an ice cube?
Oh, all right.
And not salt water like the last time you gave me...
That ruined my mood, Dingo. Let's get back to Extremely Long Beach and find a case to work on.
It didn't ruin my mood, Lance, if I may say so. Please! I assume I may not say so.
So, Lance is itching for a case, and Heather is thirsty. Will Flockett and Crubs find Howard? Will Lance find Flockett and Crubs? Isn't this a great marriage between two disparate media? Which two? And why do I sound like the Chicken Man announcer? Answers next time on Chapter 4 of Extremely Long Beach Vice. Lance Stallion, radio detective.
Where's Howard?
I haven't seen him, Lance.
Well, sure you have. Short kid, crew cut, thick glasses, pants too short. He's a creep.
Oh, yeah, creep.
Wait, hello?
Morning, Howard. I'm an idiot.
Well, maybe you are, Howard, but you're still a creep. It's a tough shitty, Dingo.
Ten B one, Lance Stallion, Extremely Long Beach Vice.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, radio detective. Extremely Long Beach Vice. Chapter 1. What's going on?
Hi, this is Lance Stallion. We wanted to take some time to tell you about the adventure we call Extremely Long Beach Vice. It's a true story, as usual, but a little unusual. Why don't you tell them about it, Dingo?
What do you mean, Lance?
Extremely Long Beach Vice. Very unusual case. Tell them why.
Oh. Yeah, very unusual, because
Because, well, you know, weird. So, that it, Lance?
You didn't notice anything unusual about it.
Oh, yeah, you kidding? Sure I did.
Well, what was it?
No, Lance, I don't know what you mean. Ooh, what was that? Did you hear a...
Yeah, it was a gun with a silencer, Dingo. I shot you in the knee.
Oh, yeah. Oh!
This is Orson Schmelz, announcer and production wizard for Lance Stallion, radio detective. At Extremely Long Beach Vice, we introduce the very modern, hip detectives, Flockett and Krebs. We bring back Heather. Howard is falsely accused of terrible crimes. And there's a new element added. A new element. You will notice that many of the scenes are enhanced by the addition of Very Today, Very Together music tracks. We think we've used music that adds to the action and the usual Lance Stallion tradition of excellence. Notice how the use of music underscores the emotional sense of this scene.
I love you, Lance! Fuck her up!
Oh, all right, Heather. Put out the light, will ya?
It's out! Here we go!
Heather!
Yeah, it's a Big Ten floor there, Big Benny. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy. Come on.
Extremely Long Beach Vice is a breakthrough in modern media. The use of music without visuals on radio. Will it work? Will Howard go to prison? Why a silencer? Answers next time on Chapter 2 of Extremely Long Beach Vice. Lance Stallion, radio detective.
Is it because we caught somebody?
No.
Because of the spaceship.
Wrong again.
Oh. Hey, how many kneecaps you think I got?
More than this.
Where'd that kneecap come from?
It's a tough shitty, Dingo.
Lance Stallion 10B2, Extremely Long Beach Vice, Chapter 2. Here we go.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, radio detective, Extremely Long Beach Vice, Chapter 2, Murder at a Night Space.
This ain't a bad place, ain't it?
I don't know, Danny. I don't think Sus fits in.
If you're comparing us to the power-oriented two-career couples who comprise a clientele, Gerald, you're correct. However, I believe Danny's referring to the adaptability of the environment to his ulterior motives.
How's that?
He wants to lift the Cuisinart.
Oh, Howard, you're a creep, Howard.
No, Danny. I'm a genius.
Then what or something? Howard, is you in?
No, in fact, quite the contrary. I'm going to report you to my mentor, the somewhat clownish Lance Stallion.
Oh, no! Gerald, grab Howard, Gerald, so as I can plummet you, Howard.
You mean pummel.
Yous are a creep, Howard.
No, Gerald, I'm a...
Oh, Gerald! What? Here come the police!
Let's jiggers!
Oh, grab a hostage and a Cuisinart! I'll get the hostage!
Cuisinart!
Hostage!
It's Howard!
Oh, he'll be a nice hostage! He's our friend!
Oh, okay!
Okay, Flockett and Krebs, here's the story.
Oh, you mean like, what's going down?
Come on, Lieutenant. Talk hip.
Okay. Three kids hit the Snazaroo Club last night, took a Cuisinart. You two, nail them, or else I gotta bring in Stallion.
Hear that, Flockett?
Let's go, Krebs.
And people say we monkey around.
Howard is an innocent bystander. But he's guilty. Guilty! Guilty! Will he be rescued? Or arrested? And will Lance have to help out Flockett and Krebs? Answers next time on Extremely Long Beach Vice, Chapter 3, Lance Stallion, radio detective. Danny and Gerald, you two are creeps.
No, we're not, Howard.
We're a geniuses.
It's a tough shitty, Dingo.
The Adventures of Lance Stallion, Radio Detective. Extremely Long Beach Vice, Chapter 4, Snuggies Blues.
Hey, now we have a Cuisinart and a hostage. Oh, uh-huh. That's him over there. Should we blend the hostage or shoot the Cuisinart?
Well, Howard is our good friend and hostage. So let's ask him and Howard.
Oh, Howard.
Your lack of perspicuity, Danny, is amazing. While yours, Gerald, is stupendous. Oh,
that's us and I, all right.
It's been 24 hours since you stole the Cuisinart from the Snazaroo Club, where 16 patrons were killed in the ensuing riot. By now, the police know who you are and have assigned two very well-dressed, hip detectives.
Fucking and Krubs.
Both of whom burn with an inner rage ignited by their sense of justice, who will not rest until they find you. Also, no doubt, Lance Stallion has been now duped into the case.
I'm now nervous.
Oh, I was nervous first.
The tension is palpable. Hey, Flocket.
Yeah, Krubs.
Do you feel it?
The palpable tension?
Yeah.
You feel it, Dingo?
The palpable tension there?
Hey, Lance! How about an ice cream cone?
Yeah, Dingo. The unbearable tension.
A little old man was sitting on the step.
You see this amusing little item in the paper this morning?
About the Missouri Compromise going into effect in 1820?
Oh, no. This other one about 16 people being killed at the Snazaroo Club last night. Two punks and your genius friend Howard are being sought by the police.
That's crazy, Dingo. Howard wouldn't kill 16 innocent people.
Says here they stole a Cuisinart, too.
Oh. Hey, wait a minute. Howard already had a Cuisinart. And a good one.
So, Lance is starting to believe Howard's alibi. Will Flockett and Krubs waste Howard before Lance can save him? Will Lance waste Howard before he can save them? Will Danny and Gerald get Heather an ice cream cone? Answers next time on Chapter 5, Extremely Long Beach Vice, Lance Stallion, Radio Detective.
Have another chocolate gin and dry ice slush, Lance?
Yeah, Dingo, I need a few under my belt before I start on this case.
Here you go. Hope that's enough quick in the gin there.
Put some little sprinkles on it.
Rather have Swiss Miss?
Wipe out!
It's a tough shitty, Dingo.
Lance, 10B5. Here we go.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, Radio Detective. Extremely Long Beach Vice, Chapter 5, Mares Eat Oats.
Okay, you creeps, this is Detective Flockett. Krubs and I have got you surrounded, so you got a choice. You can come out, or you can die lyrical deaths staring the sleaze and grime of your filthy little shack.
Hi, guys! How's it going?
Why are you wearing a purple shirt?
We want your lead. Hey, what are you doing, Krups?
That's my time for a close-up now. I'll give you that thing.
Go ahead, do it right.
Thanks. This Howard guy's your leader, and so we want him to, send him out now, you know?
You're an error in your calculations. I'm a hostage.
No, man, you're a creep.
No, I'm not. I'm a genius and a hostage.
Okay. Deploy the SWAT team. With minute precision, take positions and await the signal that will ignite our well-choreographed maneuver. Gotta make another run, Dingo. Nail the guy with the purple shirt.
Okay, Lance.
Good job, Dingo.
Quick, Lance, guy with a pink pants running down the alley.
After him. We did it, Dingo. We rescued Howard from his kidnappers.
Yeah, and that orgy of violence. Wait a minute, Lance. These weren't the kidnappers. Look, these were the police.
The whole force?
That'd be my guess.
Well, more work for us.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
So, Lance and Dingo are now the law enforcement establishment of Extremely Long Beach. Will that mean the end of crime? Or pink pants? Answers next time on Chapter 6 of Extremely Long Beach Vice. Lance Stallion, radio detective.
Well, they look similar to your friend Howard's had wiped out the police departments, Howard.
Frankly, Gerald, I'm not sure I'll survive this entire rescue. What?
Oh, sure you will, Howard, if we keep playing jacks here.
What? Four. I got four or five.
How many is a twosie, Howard? You're a creep.
It's a tough shitty, Dingo.
Lance, 10B6.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, radio detective. Extremely Long Beach Vice, Chapter 6, In the Chair Tonight.
Well, now that the entire Extremely Long Beach police force has been wiped out, Dingo, all that stands between our beloved city and lawless anarchy is us. We gotta get serious.
Oh, yeah, sure, Lance. You want your whipped cream in the beer or on top of it with a slice of pineapple? Hey.
I said get serious, Dingo.
Yeah. Sorry, Lance. I'll clean this up here.
We gotta clean up our whole act, Dingo. Let's see. There's me. And there's you. And there's Howard, but he's a hostage. And there's Heather, but she's got to maintain the engine room of the houseboat.
Now, wait a minute, Lance. Now, see, how can just four of us, which is really just two of us, hope to maintain law and order in a city the size of Extremely Long Beach?
Well, that's what I mean, Dingo. No more shenanigans. We got to play by the book. We got to apply all the theories of law enforcement as they've been expounded by the great minds of crime control. And we got to apply ourselves ceaselessly to the great task at hand to become truly the eye that never sleeps. I figure we get colorful costumes and become superheroes.
Ah, so that's why you're wearing the purple shirt and green pants and the off-lemon stylish sport coat.
Right, Dingo. I got the idea from those two cops that were lost in a tragic massacre.
Oh, flogging Krubs? Yeah. I copped some of their clothes too, Lance. A little sport coat with a short sleeve. Should I try them on?
Yeah, Dingo, and come on. Let's hit the streets.
Righto.
Lance and Dingo are superheroes. Can they alone control? patrol crime in Extremely Long Beach? What color are Dingo's shoes? Can Heather help? Anarchy? Answers next time on Extremely Long Beach Vice, Chapter 7. Lance Stallion, Radio Detective.
Whew. No denying it, Lance. When you're right, you're right. There's anarchy in the streets here.
But just our presence here will make them think twice next time, Dingo.
Yeah, but as long as we're here, can I grab a new TV set, Lance?
It's a tough shitty, Dingo.
Lance, 10B7.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, Radio Detective. Extremely Long Beach Vice, Chapter 7. We built the city on top of another one.
Yeah, Extremely Long Beach is pretty peaceful, Lance, considering we're the only law in town. You know, we're not doing too bad.
Yeah, I guess the sight of us and our snazzy duds patrolling the streets in our fashionably unpretentious auto is striking terror into those who would take advantage of the tragic massacre of the whole police department.
Yeah.
Oh, another sniper?
Yeah, this one just winged me a little in the lungs, though.
Well, everything's under control here. Let's get back to the scotch and cola.
You bet. Hey, Lance, you got an alligator or some vicious mammal guarding the houseboat now, like all the other suave urban detectives?
Something like that, Dingo.
Cookie. Cookie.
Ah, cute little blue guy, huh? Lance, what happened here?
I don't know.
I've never seen the old houseboat in this condition before, Lance.
Heather, what happened here?
I cleaned the dump.
You're supposed to stay in the engine room.
Why? We ain't going anywhere.
How'd you get out anyway?
I just got out. What of it?
I gotta get down to the engine room, Dingo. Man the helm.
Why? We ain't going anywhere. Cool it!
All the hired hands want to be comics.
Cookie! Oh, that's a cookie!
Who needs a houseboat pet anyway? Boy, everything's looking up, just starting to go well. Then your engine room lackey picks the lock, cleans your houseboat, and ruins a whole day. Heather!
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird.
So, Heather's been wandering around where she don't belong. And Lance's house pet has gone away. Snipers? Comics? Answers next time on Chapter 8, Extremely Long Beach Vice, Lance Stallion, Radio Detective.
What do you think, Lance? Pretty spiffy, huh?
Happy faces on hundreds of thousands of lumps of coal.
Ah, those ain't happy faces, that's you.
Oh, no.
How's President Ford doing, by the way?
Oh, no.
It's a tough shitty, Dingo.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, Radio Detective. Extremely Long Beach Vice, Chapter 8, Dancing with a Shark.
And I thought of asking for a crock pot, but then I thought, it's hot enough in here to fry eggs on my foot. And besides, who needs a crock pot for Spam?
You're right, it is hot, Heather, so I'm getting out. I'll see you, later, maybe.
Wait, Lance! Huh? When you locked me in the boiler room...
I know, you were an aspiring young starlet. Nights at the mansion, dates with Warren Beatty and Sting.
And you said you'd take me away from all that.
Well?
You promised to make me a star!
Oh, did I say that? Well, I might have said jar, yeah. I'd make you a jar with one of those ships inside. Maybe that was it.
No, you said star! star!
Heather, how do you get a ship and a star?
You promised, Lance! You promised, you promised, you promised!
Well, enough of this small talk, Heather. I've got to go wipe crime off the streets of Extremely Long Beach.
Why do you always got to wipe crime off the streets anyway?
Well, for one thing, Heather, without the overhead caused by shoplifting, I won't have to deduct as much from your pay for all the coal.
Pay?
See, lots of overhead. Now listen, I'm going to go take care of that. You sit here and, you try to imagine a crimeless society.
Go ahead. No crime, huh? Imagine, no crime, none, zip. Imagine, imagine.
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy, and I feel like I'm loving you. Love you such a sweet thing, good enough to eat thing, and it's just a while I'm gonna do.
Heather wants out, and Lance is out. But will he wipe out crime? And how do they get those ships inside those little teeny tiny jars? Answers next time on Extremely Long Beach Vice. Lance Stallion, Radio Detective.
So, how's Heather, Lance?
Who? Oh, she's just fine, Dingo. Where's Howard?
Oh, he was kidnapped, Lance, remember? We haven't found him yet.
Well, what have you been doing while I was with Heather?
Well, I've been eavesdropping on you guys, and I thought of some real good lines you could have used too, Lance. Like, you know, when she saw your pistol there, you know, you should have...
Close your eyes, Dingo.
Huh?
Close your eyes.
Close my eyes. Oh, okay, they're closed. Can I open my eyes now, Lance? Hey, Lance, can I... Oh... You know, I can't open my eyes.
It's a tough shitty, Dingo.